And here it is, a lovely day here on Campbell, in Campbell, on campus at the University of Healing. And this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, everything else that's good in this world, bringing you the thought for today. Now, our topic today is a very reflective topic. It's entitled, Every Being is My Reflection. Every Being is My Reflection. I've been receiving a number of emails recently from some of our students, and the problem that they're having is that they are frustrated, is that their life is just very demanding on them, and they're having so many things calling upon their attention, and they just feel like they cannot quite accomplish it all. And so I wrote to them, and I said, we won't use any names since you all know everybody, Abraham. I recommend that you stop living for 1 minute every morning, and you stand in front of your mirror and start living. And you look in the mirror and you say, what a wonderful person you are. What a great person you are. What a super person you are. What a marvelous person you are. Now, the person you look at in the mirror has your name on it, you know. And that person is a nothing, is a dolt, is an empty socket, you know. And that person just has no flame and no fire in it. And you look at that person and say, yeah, yeah, you're overworked. Yeah, yeah, you got too many demands on you. Yeah, you're trying to do too many things. Yeah, 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 yeah. And you see, you just look in the mirror and you look at that person and you say, now, just a minute. And this is me. You know, you're looking at yourself. And yourself is God. But you're looking at yourself and you're saying, now, just a minute. I may not be the most beautiful or handsome being in the universe. I may not be the most good-looking face in the world. But it's the face that I got. And everybody who looks at this face does not see this face. What they see is the smile that comes through. They see the sparkle of my eyes. They see what I feel within myself, not what I look as a physiological person, what my facial expression, not an expression, but my facial design is, you know. That's not what they look at. Now, I'm talking to myself. Okay, now, I'm looking in this mirror. Now, I can look and I can see all the blemishes. See a little white head or black head here or there, and I can see the hair that needs to be pulled out, and I can see teeth that need to be scrubbed a little brighter. And I got to get that new whitening toothpaste, you know, and get that in there and get my teeth so they're white and stuff. And I've got to do this and I got to do that. And hey, and then the voice inside of me says, Herb, why are you playing with illusions? Why are you playing with the illusion of your body and worrying about how your complexion is or worrying about how your face is or how anything is? Why don't you give attention to who you really are? Huh? Who really am I? Well, you are your reflection. My reflection, if I look in the mirror, I don't see Tony Randall, I don't see this the wonderful man, you know, who's a good-looking face, you know, and this wonderful woman who's a beautiful doll. I don't see that in the mirror. That's not the point. If you take this handsome movie star, or this beautiful movie star, and you make them unhappy, their face isn't worth a penny. Their face is no longer that beautiful movie star face. Their face is the face that reflects what they're going through, reflects the inharmony, reflects the unhappiness in their life. Now, what do you want in your life? What do you want to experience? Are you Princess Diana? No, she's dead. No. Are you Princess Diana, beloved by all of her countrymen, you know. Are you Princess Diana, a woman who married a prince and had a kingdom standing before her where she could be a queen as soon as the old baby, the old lady kicked off or stepped out, you know, as soon as she retired, like the queen mother retired so that her daughter could step in, you know. Now, that's a big stuff. And what happened to her? She got killed in an auto accident. Now, what about you? You only live while you live. When Princess Diana was living as the princess, and she got her act together relative to the prince and realized that he was the useless character that he is, you can see why he never is going to become king, because he is a disrespectful person. He couldn't even be true to his marriage when he came to the second marriage, you know? Interesting, yeah? Now, so he's just left out in the dark. But you are like Princess Diane. Well, she had problems, but you are like Princess Diane with all her beauty and all of her response. Did she like herself?
Yes, yes.
Did she like her world? Did she like her countrymen?
Yes.
Did she like the people that she was dealing with? Did she like the queen? Sure. She liked all those things. Did she like the prince? Sure, she liked all these things. Did she like everything he did? Not necessarily, but that's true always. Now, when she was liking everything, she looked great. When she didn't like things, then she was anorexic, you know. She was having this skinny diet sort of stuff where nothing stayed down. But she got over that. And you too. You can get over this nonsense of thinking that you're not a wonderful person, of looking in the mirror and saying, I'm just so busy, looking in the mirror and saying, oh, I'm so frustrated, I'm so rushed, I'm so bushed, you know, and so it is, so it is. Do you know that you do not have permission? You do not have permission from this person in the mirror that you're looking at. You do not have permission from that person to say, I'm tired. You do not have permission from that person you're looking at in the mirror to say, I'm sick. You do not have the permission to look in there and say, I'm poor, or I'm unhappy in any way. You don't have permission. Because if you have permission, then that means that's your experience. And we don't do that. And Sylvia, we don't take toothpicks and pick in our ear. Because that is just not a good thing to do. You hurt yourself. Now, Herb, why do you talk about these things? Well, she's my reflection. See, she's my reflection. And so when I see anyone doing anything, and I just immediately talk about it, and then it's over. But the thing is, we have to be very careful. We have to be very careful. When we see in the mirror, what we should see in the mirror is what?
God.
When we look in the mirror, we should see the happiest person in the universe, which is us. We should see the most successful person in the universe, which is us. We should see the most desirable person in the universe, which is us. Now, if we look at each other's faces, we say, you're not beautiful, you're not beautiful, you're not beautiful, you're not beautiful, and I'm not handsome. Well, who's the judge? Now, do you want to be beautiful? Do you want to be handsome? What happens when you're beautiful or you're handsome?
See only beauty.
Huh?
It's the only beauty.
No, when you're beautiful or you're handsome in an outer way, it can change. It can change. I know one woman who is quite wealthy, and she knows several plastic surgeons quite personally, you know. And so she goes in there once a year or so and has a little tucking and uplifting and stuff. And now her face looks just like a mask, you know, just like a mask. And there's no life to it. There's no expression to it. When she talks, her face doesn't move because all the little muscles have been cut in her face where she's had all that plastic surgery. And she's no longer able to be a fluid person with her face now. She thinks she's beautiful. And she has to think that. because that's how her change has been made. Now, if she wanted, she could have a new face put on her face if she wants. She could have a whole new set of skin put on her face and be grafted on, and in a few weeks she would be just as beautiful as that is. However, in her body, in her nature, are genes, chromosomes, and other things that alter the skin elasticity and alter the skin outpicturing. Now, if you had in you your genes and what have you, of the age of, let's say, 20, 25, 30, you would look entirely different from what you look now. You would look in a very, as of that age. Now, as I explained before, that's like the lymph fluid which guides the body in its outpicturing of its age and outpicturing of its youthfulness and outpicturing of its liveliness. So, now, how do you stimulate that to be? Well, you can do all those things if you wish, and you can learn how to do them. Plastic surgeons can do their job. Everybody else can do their job to make changes in you and in your physiology if you wish. But then what happens? You have to do it again tomorrow, and again the next year, and the next year. And this is what goes on. So rather than doing that, why not dig in you for your assets? Sybil, do you have beautiful eyes?
Yes.
Yes. Ellen, do you have a beautiful smile?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Sylvia, do you have a beautiful mind?
Yes.
That smile on her face. Yes, that's true. That's true.
Yes.
And Ingeborg, do you have a beautiful body?
Yes.
That's kind of hesitant there, but yes.
You have.
You want to say yes?
Yes.
Hey, Ellen, we're not trying to prove it to her. We want her to make that observation for herself. Now, Sybil, did you have trouble saying that you have a beautiful face?
No.
No, because she knows that's true. Ellen, did you have trouble saying she got a lovely laugh, a lovely smile?
No.
Did you have trouble saying that you're stupid?
Yes.
You had no trouble saying that you're brilliant.
No.
And you have a perfect mind.
Yes.
Yes. No trouble.
Be careful.
No trouble. Okay. And now you should have no trouble saying you have a beautiful body, because your body is your mental picture. Now, how do you see yourself walking around here? Do you see yourself walking around here as an uninhibited lady?
Yes.
Okay, then just do them. Do you see yourself being able to go down to the Hermitage and water the plants without using a golf cart?
Yes.
I see it and I do it.
Yes.
Right?
So it is.
And so it is. That's right. Okay. But you see, this is, if you did not have a wonderful body, you couldn't do that. You understand? If you were a cripple and you had two legs amputated, you'd have to use a wheelchair or a prosthesis, wouldn't you? Now, could you use a prosthesis?
Yes.
Sure. All these things are possible. But the thing is, you don't need it, do you?
No.
You're perfect, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yes. She's a fantastic woman. Are you going to be a completely bionic woman, ultimately?
I am.
Bionic is you have inserts.
No,
say no.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. But you know, they have the bionic man on television, you know, on some of these television shows, and he has such, he was in such a terrible fire, all that was left was, so to speak, his brain, you know. And so they reconstructed his body over a robot body. And so even his wife thought that that was him, and it wasn't him, it was a robot. The only thing of him was the brain, and that they had control too. But his arms were so strong, he could pick up anything, you know. He could do anything bionically. He was just tremendous, you know. And that's interesting, isn't it?
That's right.
Now,
yeah.
And it is done. They have taken many, not that much though, they have taken many people in the service whose body has been destroyed in part, you know, like maybe a leg up to the hip or something, and they put a whole new bionic leg in there. And they make that leg so that it's attached to the muscles, to the ligaments, and to the nerve endings, you know, so that they can move it. So she doesn't even have to think. She's thinking, I'm walking, and so then her leg walks as she thinks. And that's how our legs walk now. But this woman had lost an arm also, and so they gave her a new arm. And many people in these service laboratories for the United States government who have been injured in service and agreed to having a bionic replacement, they had some pretty nice stuff. Pretty nice stuff. Pretty amazing. But now, when you look at that man, and what do you look at? Does he have bionic eyes too, you know? Does he have the reflection out of his eyes of the charm and the magic that he is, you know? Does he have sensitivity in the leg and so forth that is bionic? Not necessarily. You see, every being is my reflection. So whomever I look at, that's who I am. And when I look at people, I don't see them as handsome. I see them as charming, dynamic, vital. I see them with a beautiful glow in their eye, and that's me. Now, they may have more than that, but I don't see that because that's not me. I only see my reflection. So how do we increase or build up our reflection? How do we make our reflection all the more powerful and all the more interesting? By listening within, by claiming that which we already have, using it, enjoying it, and then building on it from that point on. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember, every being is my reflection. And what sort of reflection are you? Are you a reflection of joy, Ellen?
Yes.
Are you a reflection of brilliance?
Yes.
Are you a reflection of beauty?
Yes.
Are you a reflection of wholeness?
Yes.
That's not hard, was it? No. Now let's put you all together.
One package.
One package.
You're
yes.
All ready.
You're all ready. Okay. Claim it. Claim it. How do you think Sybil got to be beautiful? You know, was she out of the genes of her mother and father?
Came out of the box like this.
Actually, Sybil got to be beautiful the moment she started liking herself. Before she liked herself, she could have had the most gorgeous-looking face in the world, but she wouldn't have been beautiful.
Yeah, that's so.
Her beauty would have indeed been only skin deep. But now, the beauty comes right out of her heart and soul and just floods through her total being, and she's a magnificent being. Make sense? So, think on these things and have fun with them. And know that as you think on these things and have fun with them, wonderful things happen in your life. Because you're the master of your world. So, we are now at the 18 minutes, and it's time for us to get ready for our talk at 10. So, have a lovely morning, and remember, every being is my reflection, and every being is your reflection too. So, let that reflection be for good and very good.
Yes.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.